Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the circuitry of the latest tech developments. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie. Today we're getting into something that sounds like it's straight out of a sci-fi movie. The Kimi K2.6 and its swarm of 300 subagents. Alex, this sounds like something out of a tech thriller. Are we sure it's real?
Oh, it's real all right, Jamie. On April 20th, 2026, Moonshot AI launched the Kimi K2.6. It's not just any AI. It's a 1 trillion parameter model that's orchestrating an entire swarm of subagents. Think of it as a conductor leading a huge orchestra, but instead of music, they're coding.
An orchestra of coding. Fascinating. So what makes the K2.6 stand out in this crowded AI field?
Great question. First off, Kimi K2.6 topped the charts on Sui Bench Pro with a score of 58.6, which is even ahead of the well-known GPT-5.4. It's a mixture of Experts Model, or MoE, and it uses what they call an agent swarm architecture. This allows it to delegate tasks among 300 specialized subagents.
Hold on, 300 subagents? How does that even work without turning into a robotic version of a traffic jam?
You'd think it would, right? But each agent is like a specialist handling a part of a big project. They sync their outcomes through a sophisticated coordinating system. It's like having 300 expert chefs, each perfecting a different part of an elaborate banquet.
Now, I'm imagining 300 chefs in a kitchen not burning the dinner, okay? But how does this compare to other big names like Claude Opus or GPT-5.4?
Well, while Kimi K2.6 is the top dog in the openweight class, it's still trailing behind Claude Opus 4.7, which has a score of 64.3 on SW Bench Pro. However, Kimi's strength lies in its long-horizon agent execution, which is optimized for more complex, ongoing tasks.
Sounds pricey. What's the damage to the old wallet if someone wants to use this tech?
Surprisingly, it's set at a competitive rate. The official pricing is 0.95 per million input tokens and 4 per million output tokens. That's way below the rates of the high-end closed models like Claude Opus 4.7.
That's a relief. I was about to start a tech fun jar. Now, with all this tech talk, I've got to ask, what's the catch? There's always a catch.
Well spotted. While Kimi K2.6 offers a lot, it still has a smaller context window compared to some rivals, and it hasn't been independently verified outside of Moonshot AI's own benchmarks. Plus, orchestrating 300 agents is no small feat. It demands serious infrastructure, which not every enterprise can handle.
So it's powerful, but needs the right playground to really shine. Got it. Before we wrap up, any final thoughts on where this is all heading?
The world of AI is shifting towards these more dynamic, multi-agent systems. It's not just about having the most powerful singular AI anymore, but how effectively an AI can manage and synthesize the work of many parts. It's an exciting time, and Kimi K2.6 is definitely a model to keep an eye on.
Absolutely, and with that, we've got to close down our own system for today. Thanks for tuning into the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.
Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives into the tech world. We'll be back with more bites and bits next week. Until then, keep your circuits cool and your swarms swarming.